All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay, here we are in the maternity ward.
Joyous.
Yeah, we were allowed. There's nothing weird about it.
Nothing weird about it at all. You want to hang around. You want to see the you want to see the babies is the thing.
Yeah, the babies are what's here. And these babies, you can look out on this field of babies in cribs and incubators. Mm-hmm. They were shown in movies. I've stuck a game under each baby.
Okay. Were you allowed to do that?
I was allowed by the universe.
Okay.
I did it. And I still stand.
and still I remain. Yeah. Okay.
So, I would say yes.
So I'm supposed to, like, what are we supposed to do? Like, are we going to make a noise and the first one to cry? Like, we get that? Like, what are we doing here?
I wasn't sure. I just figured we'd have babies with games under them. Mm-hmm. You know, the first one to cry, the first one to laugh. We can go through and see which one has the flattest skull. Like anything that you can randomize a baby with, we can do this.
Randomize a baby.
Yeah, like baby randomizer. You know, Milkman's kid, baby randomizer. So what do you think? Like, what do you want to do these babies? That's allowed.
Do you want to do like you know, the carnival game where you throw the ping pong ball and try and get it into the fish bowls? Sure. Yeah, let's do that with a beach ball. Funnels?
Yeah,
let's do it with a beach ball. I think that would okay. Well, do you have a beach ball?
I was thinking I have a pinball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, beggars can't be choosers, so.
Yeah, especially these ones after we're done with them. give this a toss.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Baby doesn't like it. Isn't anything vital, though.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Absolutely pounded the baby's nuggets on accident, but like, it'll be fine.
Yeah, those didn't descend anyway.
It was going to get cut off soon anyway. Yeah. Just the way I understand it. So let's see what's under this baby.
It's got a name. Gary, are we allowed to have this? Like, there's a naked baby on this. It's called Love Is in Bloom.
Yeah, this can't be what this is.
No, not at all.
Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where the R-Zone is now a retro console. Feel old yet?
And this week we are talking about a DS game, although there is a Wii game, which I just found out about, called Love Is... in Bloom. And this was put into the randomization machine, I think by Sam. I lost that window, so I'm going to navigate back to it. Sam, who said, what you need is a little comic called Love Is. There are these two naked babies.
Two naked animals who are married.
Yeah.
That is how I know about Love Is.
That's the only way I know about Love Is, because I was not alive in the 70s.
I think that you can make a pretty strong case that this is the weirdest subject matter for a game ever.
Yes.
Like, this is not the kind of, like, a Ziggy game makes more sense. Like, Ziggy gets into more adventures than this.
Yeah, like, Ziggy has conflict. Ziggy is man against the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, Rose Is Rose, you could do, like, a simulator or something.
Yeah.
So nobody who's listening to this understands what Love Is and knows what the comic is, Love Is.
Yeah.
This is fucking nuts. So like in 1970, the very beginning of 1970, this woman named Kim Casale in New Zealand created a comic called Love Is.
Mm-hmm. Comic is really loose.
Yes. There are two naked 8-year-olds who are married. That part's not a joke. Mm-hmm. The comic part of it is it's a picture of two naked 8-year-olds. And in case you're wondering, there's no external genitalia. They sometimes have nip-nops, but we're not going full, you know, this? And every comic begins with Love Is... And then it ends the sentence. Now, you might think, how does it end the sentence? I'm looking at the most recent ones here. And I do not believe that these are not repeats.
No, no. This, like, it literally, like, this could be like Zoo Books, where, yes, like, there are only, like, 18 issues, mm-hmm, because no one person is supposed to be in a love is phase long enough to notice the repeat, right? So you can just keep cycling through. I don't know what a love is
phase is. Like, who gets into a love is phase?
I mean, I think it's kind of similar to a Kathy phase.
Yeah. Or, like, it's like a Kathy mixed with a Hummel.
Yeah. Like, well, what if we Hummel-fy the Kathy? Like, it feels like a Poke Evolution.
Kathy turns into love is.
Yeah.
Some of these don't make any fucking sense, too. Like, nope. December 29th, 2025, love is showing her you still have plenty of puff. And
what are the children doing?
Well, the male child, I think he's blowing up a balloon that has a heart on it, and the lady child is behind him, looking at the balloon with awe. Now, I understand plenty of puff can mean blowing up a balloon. I've been in love a couple of times.
Yes.
That's not what love is.
No.
That is not, love is not showing her you have plenty of puff because you can blow up a balloon.
Yeah.
If that's love, fucking anything is love.
Oh, anything is. And the fact that this has been going for, 55 years.
55 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, literally anything can be love, and you can go to loveiscomics.com and there's a randomizer.
Yeah. And it's endlessly fascinating. This is, I need to get Will onto this because it's got Lockhorn's DNA.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these, again, like, love is hoping one day she'll notice you. It's fucking bleak. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be thinking, oh, this came out in the 70s. This person's long dead. And you'd be right. They passed it on to somebody else.
Passed on their kid.
They will never die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just the cursed inheritance.
Yeah. You have to do this forever. Or you're dishonoring your mother's memory. I'm just hitting random on these.
Uh-huh.
And, like, some of them are kind of sexy. Like, uh-oh. I fucking hate it. I hate everything about love is.
What's a sexy one?
Here, let me throw one in the Slack here. Let's prepare yourself for an erotic overload. it is comparatively sexy for a love is.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying, like, this is not a gaper, but, like, check this out. Like, this, I don't like how this makes me feel.
This 8-year-old's jelking, Gary.
No. Yeah. This 8-year-old is jerking off into a jar and passing it to his brother.
Yeah. Love is when he notices everything about you. And the female love is doing kind of a coquettish pose while the guy is, like, checking her out from behind.
Yeah. Like, this is sexual.
Yeah.
Like, this is implied sex between 8-year-olds.
This is something Grock okay? would make. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Like, this is crazy. Do we need to tell Pizzagate guys about this?
I think we do. I think we need to storm a compound.
Yeah. Like, what pizza place can we shut down to make this end? It's really weird.
Yeah.
Very, very weird. We do random as well. It's very biased towards, like, the last century. Oh, I gotta find the September 11th one.
Oh, shit. Archive. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. Oh, boy. 2012. I don't know if it goes back. So this only goes back to 2009.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I've seen anniversary ones for 2011, but, like,
yeah.
Boy. 9/11 newspaper comic.
love. So I'm doing a search. Love is comic, September 11th, 2001. Mm-hmm. The specific content of the Love is comic strip published on September 11th, 2001 is not detailed in the search results. Though the strip was running in. Okay, so let's do September 12th.
Yeah, there we go. Because looking up September 11th, you get a lot of tributes, and, like, I don't need to see Dilbert saluting a flag.
You know? Like, I think I do. I think that would be a great reaction gif, or a great reaction image, actually.
Here's the Garfield. Oh, so r/911 archive.
Okay.
Seems to be a good place to have this. We have a page here. It's just a camera shot of a comics page from 9/12.
Uh-huh.
Here. Molly the model didn't do anything different. Mm-hmm. Garfield. Mrs. Feeney's little dog is missing again, and all those stamps I bought yesterday are gone, not to mention a box and some twine. What'd you do yesterday? It doesn't say that. It says, take your time. It'll come to you.
Okay.
Funny. See, the Wizard of Iz. What was the Wizard of Iz up to? on that fateful morn. How do you know when a man has had too much? When he asks for credit. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It feels like they were a little slow.
A little slow. They didn't get the memo.
Yeah,
about what was going to happen that morning. The Family Circus comic strip is a little bit menacing. It is the two children, the two primary children, looking at like a house that is framed, but not, you know, actually fully built. And the young girl, Family Circus, is saying they still have to put the skin on the house's skeleton.
Yeesh. Fully clothed as well.
Yeah, fully clothed. But yeah, fully clothed.
That's the Family Circus difference.
Yeah.
That's what you come to Family Circus for, is fully clothed 8-year-olds.
Fully clothed children.
Yeah. Thank God. They're hard to find online. I'm sure there are comics like a week later and stuff. This would be kind of hard to find. But the idea of a love is for 9/11 is very funny to me.
Right. Yeah. No. I very specifically remember like the post 9/11 like comic strip, like comics page. But even like 9/12 was not quick enough to get there.
I wonder if there are any comics that were set to air on 9/11 that were too problematic. Like Dagwood, like suspiciously knocks down, you know, two towers of sandwiches or something, and they cut it for taste.
Yeah. What is the Garfield for September? Oh, it skips, Gary. The Garfield archive.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, it doesn't. Sorry, I just overlooked it. It is John looking beleaguered, saying, "We all have to live together. We have to be considerate of our neighbors." And then the final frame has Garfield in drag, wearing sexy red pumps with heels, a blonde wig, and a pearl necklace. And John says, "So return those to Mrs. Feeney." And Garfield says, "Can I keep the pearls?" Gary, Garfield's exploring.
Yeah, Garfield's on a gender journey.
Yeah. I wish her well.
Look at this love is I just sent you. This is killing me.
Love is... oh god no. Okay, so here is the naked young love is girl holding a letter and reading it, and there's a thought bubble of presumably the naked young boy, except he is wearing like a military helmet. Love is getting his letters when he's on duty overseas.
It's the only clothes they gave him. Is a helmet. They send in the children's crusade.
Yeah. Fucking,
good God.
God, I love it. We haven't even talked about the game yet.
No, the game is bizarre that it exists, but the actual game itself is largely like a minigame.
Yeah.
Collection. Yeah. Like there's not, I mowed a lawn. Like there's not a whole lot that goes on in it.
No. Like you're mowing lawn, you're picking flowers. Like at the beginning of every day, you have to like read a letter that tells you what kind of flowers are going to sell.
Yes. And then you sell flowers.
Yeah. And you've got to like go and make sure you get those particular kinds of flowers.
Yeah.
In order to raise enough money to accomplish a goal. Gary, I need to send you the Thursday, September 14th, 2013 one. I need you to
I am fine just passing Love Is back and forth, because every time, you know, every couple of random ones, I'm getting really amazing ones.
Yeah.
September 14th, Love Is, and it shows the two naked 8-year-olds sitting on a log talking to each other in like webdings or something.
Yeah.
Heart rose, heart x x row, heart x x heart in code cipher. Uh-huh. Our first language. They shouldn't be that young.
No.
Don't draw attention to the fact that they're young. And also, when you show them wearing clothes, it's worse. Because then it implies all the airtime they're not wearing clothes. Did you see the one? I just sent you one where they're at an attorney.
the cosmology of this.
Yeah. Love is leaving everything to each other, and they're drawing up a will. They're fucking 8.
They're 8.
What are you kidding me?
What possessions do they have?
Yeah. It's just, I'm looking for repeats.
Yeah.
Because, like, it again, these are, And I keep running into sexy ones. I fucking hate it. Like, I hate this so much.
Okay, so Gary, like, the repeat is built into this. So though the Love is getting his letters from when he's on duty overseas, though that is in the archive marked as Tuesday, November 11th, 2014, notice that there is a 7-18. On here. I don't know if that is, this is comic number 7 out of 18.
Yeah, that was during the Korean War or something like that.
But not the one you heard about.
No, not the current one. There's just a lot. There's a lot here. And in no universe could I think of a way to do a game.
No.
Based on this, like, that's a fun challenge I like to do when we get a game and I'm like, this makes no sense that this would be a video game. How would I do this? That's not good. That's a bad thing specifically to indoctrinate 8-year-olds with.
Yeah. Describe what I sent you.
Love is, and we have the girl Love is nude at her kitchen table on a computer, thinking about a boy on a computer. And it's when you know before you've even met. That's like exactly the wrong thing to say to kids.
You know, I think that, like calling somebody a groomer is a good way to get them killed if you're not real sure. This is the textbook. Like, this could be considered grooming,
actually. The comic itself. In the comic, it portrays what we like to call tandem grooming. And that's kind of an edge case where, it's actually not as creepy as you think if 2 8-year-olds groom each other. I don't know what I'm saying. I fucking hate this game. brutal.
The one that you sent me, we have the two naked 8-year-olds sitting on a bench, and she is feeding him nude an ice cream cone that is kind of dripping all over him.
Yeah, a real drippy ice cream cone. Look at his fucking expression.
Yeah, so he's got his tongue sticking out. Love is when you've got him eating out of your hand. It feels like this, like the easiest possible joke. Like, what if these kids were fucking? This is in the text.
Yeah, we're not making it up. Yeah. They decided to make them nude. Yeah. And I understand the 70s, like, a naked baby meant something different, I guess.
Like a that Cupid. Was just kind of like, this icon. Is going after a Cupid thing, right?
Yeah, like you could have it on a shirt and it wouldn't be weird in the 70s. But the idea that this is still going and they kept it up for so long.
Yeah.
And it's explicitly about them being married. And they had to start exploring other aspects of marriage, including living wills. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Gary, no.
Here, let me, I'm waiting. Here. Okay. September 7th, 2016. Love is. Oh, my God. It's the lady Love is, and she has a smaller Love is.
Oh,
she has a baby.
The baby's
having babies. Babies having babies. This is the Chasing Waterfalls of newspaper comics.
She is soothing a young child.
Nude, don't worry.
Nude.
Like, a young child
in power armor. a young child who has apparently crashed its little, the little car it was riding into a bunch of blocks.
The worst fucking blocks of all time. These blocks have the same letter on each side.
Crazy. Love is soothing away bumps and bruises. Who taught the Love is to fuck?
That Love is gave a birth. That's horrible.
Yeah.
And they own a flower shop.
And they're mowing lawns and killing
lawns and stuff.
And killing moles as well. Yeah,
you'd have to kill a mole in this. It's real weird. It says occasionally the strip includes members of the family. There are 2 children. Appears in kids or preteens. Good God. Their gray-haired elderly parents are either partner are seen. Pet dogs and cats have appeared, sometimes deceased. To illustrate that love is for a lost pet. Friends and others occasionally appear, generally distinguished from the main characters by their hair and art style.
Okay.
So not clothes. In Turkey, the version of this comic was sold with pieces of gum. Like, this was like Bazooka Joe.
Fine. I don't have anything to say about that.
It was just a weird thing to get with gum.
Just a quaint idea. Yeah.
What, kids don't want this.
No. This is boring. This is the I don't know, the Mary Worth. You know, like you're like as a kid, your eyes are not tuned to like to see this. Your eyes just like it's the you know, this doesn't look like anything.
Family circus. Like it's just waiting in the corner waiting to suck. I know we can't just keep sending them to each other, but I'm going to send you one more I just found. And then I have to close this thing so I don't do this all day. I have like stuff to do today.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That one's incredible.
Okay. So this is an older. So the old. I don't know about this. The old love is. So they look exactly like the young love is. Kind of implying that they are brother and sister, actually. Yeah. But so we see both of them. There's the older love is clothed. Wearing like a dress and a shawl, putting flappers on a grave with a little thought bubble of the male love is grandpa
nude.
so he died young.
As he lived. He died as young. He lived. Yeah,
he died as he lived young. Yeah. love is being a widow with such happy memories. So like this could just be a flash to the future too.
Yeah. Or like a fantasy, like of a new kind of way they could be in love. Like they've actually gone through all the ways you could be in love while being alive.
Yeah,
you know, the game fact for this has a lot of people being surprised by the same things we are.
Well, I mean, like just reacting to it as humans would.
Yeah, like it's a very shared humanity thing. I really like this Delano 7 who says, you know, why are they nude though? And then the body is white people shaking my damn head. Yeah. I'm like, get our ass. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is the most white person.
Yeah, there's no person of color would ever make this.
There was a draft of Sinners where instead of being Irish jig dancers, the villain was the creator of this comic.
Are they naked? And if so, why is it rated 3+? Rated 3+.
Different countries, right?
Yeah. Yep. Orsted's love cannot blom. Since there's no human who'd like to respond to his love, may you be at peace in the next world, Orsted. Who's Orsted?
I don't know who Orsted is.
That's not the person who made it. That's not the name, right? No, it's Casali. I turned into Grove.
Huh.
Yeah.
My love cannot bloom since there's no girl who'd like to respond to my love. So if you're a pretty nice, intelligent girl in the same situation, answer this desperate call to love.
Feels this like is a good place to put the personal.
Yeah, misconnection for somebody you've never met. That's from non-existing hero. G Zimmer 77. Was this George Zimmer 16 years ago?
Before that horrible day?
Yeah, it's just, wow, this is sad and desperate. And the non-existing hero says, this is a joke topic. I thought it was obvious.
Their fan fiction account is still up, non-existing hero. I don't need to like do too much with it, but it's Sonic the Hedgehog fan fiction, so like you know.
Yeah, you can probably draw your own conclusions here.
Yeah. 30 chapters, 40,000 words. Good job.
They're very short chapters though.
That is true. That's true. Yeah.
But they do have status growth. There are stats in this. So it was an early lit RPG, I think. Yeah.
Fascinating. Go Sonic.
Go Sonic.
Is Sonic wearing clothes?
I mean, sometimes it depends on if he's trying to trick Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Robotnik wouldn't handle that. What do you think? So there's not a lot of information about the video game.
No. Like this is made by basically the Zoo Digital Group. When you see that in the publisher field, that is like a real like anti-mark of quality. Zoo had an office in the same like retail complex where I worked at a GameStop, and I was like, it's a Cincinnati game company. I could work there. And then I looked and I saw like that they made the Silly Bands game, and I'm like, okay. I'm good.
Yeah. There's a wiki here that talks about it, mostly talking about the ways it's bad, but there are 5 redeeming qualities to it.
Okay.
The minigames, the Wii version are decent. The cutscenes are 100% faithful to that of the comic. In fact, the plot seems to be adapted from many comics made for the franchise. Big doubt. The game is playable. The pacing on the DS version is quicker. The Wii version contains several enjoyable pieces of music and a lot more variety. But I want to find why. Who is this made to appeal to? Who for? Who against?
Exactly. Like,
yeah, I just don't know why somebody bought the video game license to Love Is and then did it.
I think that it might have been like a fire sale, or it might have just been like this came in a lot with something. And it's like, well, shit, I guess we better.
Developed by Elephant Games. Here, taking a look at all of their games from on Mobi Games. Made games as recently as now. Still making games. Looks like it's a lot of like hidden object games on PC.
Oh, yeah, exactly that style. Grim Tales, Light in the Darkness.
Chimera's Blinding Love, which is a puzzle game.
So. Those are for people who
are not us. I don't have anything against it. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's just kind of interesting. Ooh, Hidden Pages, The Ghost Library. I like that. I tried to go back far enough to where they did the port of Road Rush for Windows.
Okay.
Rip 3, The Last Hero.
This was an early game for them, and a lot of those hidden object games they made once back in like 2010 and then just kept republishing.
Yeah. Like porting and porting.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Elephant Games. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Humans worked on this.
People.
There's a telephone number listed. We could fax these guys. Hey. They're in Russia. Yeah. I wonder if this comic was just bigger in Russia.
Maybe, you know? was this one of like the one of the only things that can make it over the wall, like past the curtain?
Could be. Like going to their website that we have, they are hiring.
Oh, okay.
It's a casual game company developing for 20 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for them for being successful.
If you want to get like an in with your resume, mention this game because it's a deep cut.
Yeah. No, it shows you're a real head. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've been to Elephant Games from way back. I still remember when the Love Is DS cart like manifested inside my head and I, you know, it extruded out my ear or whatever, like however this comes into being.
Yeah. I don't think that this is something you get intentionally. I think that, this is like a curse curio shop kind of object.
Yeah. It is a needful thing.
You buy it and suddenly you're on the hook to publish the comic.
Yeah, or you're in the comic.
Oh no.
Like whoever owns the rights, this is actually a picture of the couple. And if anybody else gets the rights to this, like that's why those Russian games keep reposting the same thing, because there's one person there constantly reporting things.
Oh,
and they're hiring because the founders got turned into the Love Is babies physically. Like they're portrayed in the comic, but also they transformed like in dolls.
Uh-huh.
Like their bodies morphed down, their clothes melted into their skin. You know?
Yeah. Huh. So there's a different website, a loveiscartoon.com, and it's Love Is a Love Story. And it gives the whole history, including like prototype designs.
Ooh. Do they have clothes?
No, they don't. Although the male
that's
Love
non-negotiable. Is non-negotiable.
The male Love Is kind of has a Chippendale thing going on, because he has a bow tie.
Okay.
Yeah.
In business.
These characters started as a little sketch on a postcard.
Yeah. And this would be better as a long running comic. There's animations on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Very good.
A cartoon and animation. What is Love Is a Gift? Oh, it's like although like the gifts are in German, Liebe East.
Getting this bumper sticker would be pretty incredible. Die Ader Lutzk production van. Like, yeah, Liebe East. Really good.
I am.
Oh, the iOS mobile app. Yeah.
Huh. Okay, this is actually pretty sweet.
You can buy the lock screen for Android.
Okay, I'm not sure about selling that.
Yeah, what a dead piece of capitalism that is.
Yeah. They just been down with the ringtone. Okay, the end of the timeline is very sweet because you see you get to see the couple. You get to see Kim and Roberto. Roberto looks like a really groovy cult leader, actually.
Okay.
In his whole steez. But then they got married. They got married and it looks like they have the like figurines of the characters on top of their wedding cake. That is
that's cute.
That is absurdly sweet.
Yeah. He does look like a groovy cult leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Love Is not picking the most expensive dish on the menu. Were you working something out when you did that one?
Like, love is not
taking all the fully loaded nachos.
Bro, fuck, you beat me to it. Yeah.
Just the Jamie Jocko to you. The, yeah.
Sing all my
love
lines
is actually
really
fucking
fast.
Loading the dishwasher for once.
Love is leaving a note. Yeah.
Yeah. Love is leaving a note. Love is putting the toilet seat down.
Mm-hmm.
And just the picture of the lady who's angry. They just keep passing back love is. Back
love
and forth.
Is not talking about Brenda from work so much.
Yeah. 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 Love is we get to watch my show sometimes. Love is taking turns on a movie night. Yeah, it's great. What can people do if they like the show? I have to go eat lunch. I've worked up a Love Is appetite. Love Is having peanut butter toast.
Yeah. So if people like this, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Kick us a few bucks a month. They get a bunch of bonus content. There are a bunch of bonus episodes of this show, 208 of them or something, I believe, that you can get access to that I'm pretty sure you haven't heard, and whole ongoing bonus shows like Unfilmable or Real Lich Hours or Adaptation Decay or Quackstack.
Yeah, fun stuff. And fun stuff coming in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Announcement coming soon. We appreciate you. Leave us a rating or review. Talk about us on websites. And join us and thank you, our producer, Gwen.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Yeah.
Until next time, I close the tab, Gary. And I'm not going to open it. So watch out for Stan.
One of those.
Okay.
Like, it feels like we have the same two people submitting all of them, and I really appreciate it.
Yep.
But I want to set a new one. 2026, new intros.
Yes.
Give people a chance.
Cool.
So until next time, we'll look out for that.
Watch out for that form.